from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, a Rob Brown lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Hey, let's talk about the NFC and AFC Norths here for just a minute, ladies and gentlemen, and make our divisional predictions. Yesterday, we went through the AFC East. Lonzo selected the New York Jets as his winner. I picked the Miami Dolphins. We went through the NFC East as well. I went with a shocking long shot here with the Washington Commanders. Bums. I really hope they drop the bums from their name this year. We'll find out. Lonzo went with the Dallas Cowboys as his winner of the NFC East. Let's move over to the NFC North. The Detroit Lions are your favorites in this division at plus 135. At just longer than 2-1, plus 230 of the Green Bay Packers. The Chicago Bears right there in the back pocket are plus 275. The long shots here, the Minnesota Vikings sans J.J. McCarthy are plus 950. 9.5-1 in this one. I'm interested here because you got three teams in this division that can win it. You got the Lions, you got the Packers, you got the Bears, and they're all largely within striking distance of each other. You got Dan Campbell, who was 3-13-1 in his first season as the head coach, but we also know the Lions were a trash bag in that season as a franchise. Year number two, 9-8, missed the playoffs. Then last year, 12-5, lost to the 49ers in the conference championship game. Most people believe Detroit could be even better this year. You bring back Jahmyr Gibbs, who was a revelation. You bring back Amon Ross St. Brown, who was a stud last year. Jameson Williams getting better. And oh, by the way, you got some other players down there. You got a great tight end. You got a defensive end, and Aiden Hutchinson, that a lot of people think is a favorite to win defensive player of the year in the NFL this year, but he's not alone. You got the Green Bay Packers, 9-8 last year, but what set everybody off was just the walloping that they put on the Dallas Cowboys in the wild card round. They did lose to San Francisco in the divisional round, but the Packers, 6-8 heading into week 16, took advantage of a weak schedule that included the Panthers, Vikings, and Bears down the line, and Jordan Love looked a lot better. There is one question here. They lose Aaron Jones. They lose David Bakhtiari as their offensive tackle, so there's going to be a little bit of difference here. I'm going to tell you out of the gate before we make our predictions, I think the Green Bay Packers, sorry big dog, aren't going to be as good as everybody thinks they are. I think they're going to be good. I think they're going to be a wild card team. I think they're going to be right there in the mix. I don't like them to run at the division. I'll tell you who I do. I like the Bears to compete in division. I'm not saying that Caleb Williams is going to be that dog. I'm not saying that Caleb Williams is going to be the football messiah of the Windy City like everybody predicts that he's going to be. What I am going to say is he's already looked a hell of a lot better than I thought he was going to. And as I have pointed out, they have surrounded this guy with phenomenal talent. They bring in Keenan Allen. I can do this. They've got DJ Moore. They just paid Roma Dunze, who I think was the best receiver in the draft, not named Malik Neighbors. Cole Kmet at the tight end. DeAndre Swift. They might have, and I'm including San Francisco in this, they might have the best skill position talent in the NFL. And oh, by the way, the Bears defense improved a lot this offseason. Predicted order of finish in the NFC North. Lonzo, I'll let you get a crack at it first.
All right. So Kyle on the stream has my order. That's the order I was going with, because for some reason, Rob's in love with a rookie quarterback who's done nothing. And the thing is,
I'm in love with two rookie quarterbacks who've done nothing.
So by saying Chicago is going to do that, what you're saying is they were a quarterback away last year.
Nope.
And it's not true. And they still have the same coach who's going to coach a good good player if Caleb Williams is a good player, the same way he coached a good player last year. It's no. Detroit, far and away, the best in this division. They're going to run away with this. Green Bay, I think, is going to drop off, but as bad as Chicago and Minnesota is going to be, you're not going to notice, but still, Detroit wins this.
So, let me say two things.
He ain't played a down a meaningful football yet. Meaningful football.
So, let's say a couple of things. Number one, a guy not having played a down doesn't mean that you can't project and predict what you think that guy is going to do. Number two, I am not saying the Bears were a quarterback away last year, but you also have to look at what the Bears added beside a quarterback. They added Keenan Allen, who takes pressure off of DJ Moore. DJ Moore, who was the best wide receiver last year the Bears have ever had in a single season, and now Keenan Allen's lined up. And oh, by the way, in case you wanted to make the slot receiver better, they bring in Roma Dunze, who proved to you at Washington he's a stud, he's a dude, was making circus catches in the preseason. Yes, it's the preseason, but still was doing that thing. I don't know if Caleb Williams is going to be a guy or not. What I will tell you is this, and I mean this when I say it, I don't think a rookie quarterback has ever, in the history of rookie quarterbacks, ever had the skill position set up around him that Caleb Williams has. You added Keenan, you added Roma Dunze, you added DeAndre Swift. They added not one, not two, but three excellent pass catchers to that offense alongside DJ Moore, who was already there, and alongside Cole Kmet, who was already there. Cole Kmet is the best tight end you're not talking about, because we're all focused on, as we should be, Travis Kelce and George Kittle. I am telling you right now that by the end of this year, you're going to put Cole Kmet in that group. Watch, book it. You're going to put Cole Kmet in that group. He's a stud. He came down to New Orleans last year and put 96 touchdowns against the Saints in one game. That dude is a dude. Detroit wins this division. Chicago's in their back pocket till week 18. I think this team has enough talent. They overcome Matt Eberflus. That's how much talent I think is there. I agree with you. Coaching sucks in Chicago.
I'm not quite sure that's possible. We'll see.
We will see. We know that having incredible generational talent can overcome coaching. It's a different level. Jimbo Fisher won a Florida State National Championship. It wasn't because Jimbo Fisher's a good coach. Look at literally every other season he's ever had. They all stink. Every season that wasn't 2013, Jimbo Fisher's teams were overrated and ass. Except 2013, when he had a College Football Hall of Fame caliber quarterback in Jameis Winston and Kelvin Benjamin at wide receiver, and they won the Natty that year. That's what can be done, all right? It can be done in the NFL as well. Chicago has more skill position talent, I believe, than any other team in the NFL, and I am including the 49ers in that group. So if there's ever been a rookie quarterback who has been set up to succeed, it's Caleb Williams. If Caleb Williams doesn't succeed in year one, he will be closer to bust than Jaden Daniels if he doesn't, than Bo Nix if he doesn't.
This is so funny because suddenly I've got Caleb Williams stuff on my feed, and the first thing that comes up, will Caleb Williams snap a 22-year winless streak? Quarterbacks drafted number one overall are 0-14-1 in their first start since 2002, according to ESPN Bet, which obviously is listening to us because popped
well,
up.
Well, as I told you, Lonzo, I'm an influencer, all right? I don't know why people don't believe this.
It's the hat.
I'm an influencer. And the answer to that question is yes. Tennessee's at Chicago. Listen, I like Tennessee a lot this year compared to what most, but relatively speaking, I like Tennessee. I like Will Levis a lot. Captain Mayo reporting for duty. Smell greatness. I'm a big Will Levis guy, all right? He is the face of my second favorite mayo. I respect Will Levis for that. And I like this Tennessee team with their new coaching staff quite a bit. But Chicago's better than Tennessee out of the gate. The answer is yes. Caleb Williams will be win number two for number one overall quarterbacks in their opener. Yes, he absolutely will. This team is going to succeed. Texter said the Bears may come in third in that division or worse. Stop sleeping on Green Bay. They got all the weapons. You're right. Green Bay's got great weapons. You know who's got better weapons? The Chicago Bears do. They just do.
It's still objectively true. We both said Detroit's winning division.
I agree, because I'll tell you what Detroit has that Chicago doesn't. It's the one reason that I'm taking Detroit over.
Dan Campbell.
I think they've got the weaponry that is not as good as Chicago's, but they got two other things. Number one, they got a very experienced quarterback who knows that he is towards the end and it's got to be now or never. And number two, yes, not sarcastically, Dan, we're going to bite their kneecaps, Campbell. That's my freaking guy.
You got to watch his new commercial. By the way.
He's got a new commercial?
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, I got to go to break now. That's all I want to go find. They have got in Detroit a culture that is already instilled, already built, and believes. The Lions sold out their preseason games. The Chiefs didn't do that. The Niners didn't do that. Nobody did that except the Lions. They sold out preseason games. Ford Field, I'm saying this now, put it on the record, Ford Field will be the best home field advantage in the NFL this year. It'll be better than Arrowhead. It'll be better than Levi. It'll be better than Superdome. I'm including my own team. It'll be better than every home field advantage in the NFL because the Detroit fans are stupid right now, and I'm all in for it.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.